Good morning. And how are you? How blessed we are in this, the feast of Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. You know, I was on vacation last week. Really, I wasn't on vacation. A friend of mine got ordained a bishop, and we had a fine time. It was the first time I had experienced ordination, someone being ordained to a bishop. But then I came home again on Tuesday, and then Friday I went to Atlanta, and I spoke at the Eucharistic Congress there. Unbelievable event. Eucharistic Congress, they had 30,000 people there this weekend. The procession took over an hour of all the parishes and different things, and it was broken up into various groups, but I spoke to 15,000 people. And I was the last speaker, but before me there was a Brandon Vogt, who does a lot online, and he works on Word on Fire and that, and he got up and he talks about why people leave the church and why people come back to the church and how to bring people in. And he gave a great story about this one guy who was a very good Catholic, went away to college, left the church because he joined a Bible study and got into a non-denominational type thing, and then came home and started telling everybody, they're all going to hell because they're Catholic and you have to leave the Catholic Church. And his mother, his first thing he says, you just pray for him. So his mother prayed for him, stuck those Lighthouse CDs and that in his car and different things and all this stuff. So she left one little pamphlet, though, there that he happened to pick up and usually would throw everything away, but it was on the real presence of Jesus Christ. Now, this kid had went to Catholic grade school and Catholic high school, and he never heard that Catholics believe in the real presence of Jesus Christ. And so when he sat there and he read this, he thought, huh? Come on. They can't. Really? Come on. And then he studied it, and the more he studied it, the more he found out it's real. And then he's like this massive Catholic now because of the real presence of Jesus. That we need to know, and I'm guessing here at the parish, everybody believes that the bread and the wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Is that correct? Yeah. Is anybody that doubts that, that wonders, I don't know, I don't think so. If it doesn't, then Jesus Christ is a liar, correct? Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood. My flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. If you do not eat my flesh and do not drink my blood, you will have no life within you. The words of God Almighty Jesus Christ. So it's either true or it's untrue. He is God or he is a liar, period. And if Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist, 100% present in the Eucharist, and he feeds us every week, then we should come here, even if we had to crawl on our knees, to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Because there's nothing more important than Christ in the Eucharist. There just isn't. And so when we had in Atlanta 30,000 people from all around Atlanta just to come to profess one thing, Jesus Christ is alive and he feeds us in the Eucharist. Again, the early church never doubted it. It was never doubted by the Holy Church. The Holy Church, the first break off from us was who? The Orthodox. Do they believe in the real presence? Yes. So the first break off wasn't until 1,000. Right? About 1,100. So for 1,000 years, nobody doubted the real presence of Jesus Christ. Nobody. And so, even to this day, the Orthodox still believe it. We still believe it. Did Martin Luther, the first Protestant, believe in the real presence of Jesus Christ? Yes. The reason people stopped believing is because they all knew that it took a priest to make the bread and wine, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. When they no longer had validly ordained priest, then they said, well, it really wasn't God anyway. It was just a symbol. And they stopped believing. That's the truth. So, but if we believe it, then what do we do to show that belief? Do we come and do we prepare ourselves to receive the Eucharist? Do we sit there and do Holy Hour at our parish? Again, to think, how blessed we are? We're the only parish in the 13 counties of the Erie Diocese that has perpetual adoration. The only parish. And yet, and yet, I got to pull teeth to get people to do it. Sometimes. Most of you have been very good. Some of you have been very selfish because you haven't given an hour yet to Jesus. And if you believe that that is Jesus Christ, there would be not even a second thought about giving him an hour a week. Not even a second thought. Of course I'll be with God for an hour. Of course. Oh, Father, I'm very busy. That's God. Almighty God waits for us in the tabernacle. Almighty God waits for us in the adoration chapel. And he says, come to me. Come to me. And we go, no, I'm too busy. Oh, I got work. I got this. I got to make money. I got to watch the football game. I got to watch the basketball game. I got to this. I got that. And we always come up with the excuses why we're too important to give extra time to God. People of God, the only thing that matters is Jesus. And when we sit there and truly believe that, we'll start living that. We'll give him what he asks of us. Can you not wait with me for 1 hour? That's all he asks. And everybody here can do it, and you know you can if you choose to. So choose to and live forever. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.